Who knows whether she could be believed or not. But she killed. Yazid had nothing to get out of killing Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, because Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu had already told Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu that, you know what? We have given the Khilafat away. It's never going to come back to us. Don't fight for it. The only people who are going to benefit by Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu being killed again were the people of Iraq. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, before he passes away, he says to his brother, I have been poisoned. His brother says, who poisoned you? He makes indications. He doesn't say who, but he says one sentence. He says, oh my brother, my wasiyah to you is never let the people of Iraq ever pull you out of Medina Munawwara. One sentence. Never let the people of Iraq ever get you out of Medina Munawwara. And thereafter he passed away. As I mentioned, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is told by Mughira bin Shu'bah, you are reaching an old age, 70 already. You are going to pass away. There'll be fights again. Appoint your son Yazid. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu doesn't want to do it. He holds, he makes mashwara. Some say yes, some say no. He holds. Finally, he decides. When he decides, all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu agree, except as I mentioned, five. So he goes over to Medina Munawwara. He explains to them whatever happens. They say that this year is father to son. But the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they never said anything. So can you say that all the Sahaba were wrong? People say it was an ijtihadi issue now. It was a matter of ijtihad. The rest of them said he is the man for the job. Who was Yazid? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the first army that will make war against a city called Constantinople, present day Turkey. Allah has written Jannah for them. Who was Yazid? He was the Amir of that army. So obviously Jannah is supposed to be written. But what you will find there, they'll narrate the hadith and they will write the illa Yazid, except Yazid. He is not going to Jannah. Who pulled him out? Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu is part of that army. He's going to pass away. He makes wasiyat that Yazid must perform my janazah. Yazid was no bad man. Otherwise, he would not be told to perform the janazah of a great sahabi. Or many sahaba there present. All the sahaba were happy. Mughira bin Shu'bah said, this is the man for the job. However, those five are not happy. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu thereafter passes away. Before passing away, he says to his son Yazid, that remember Hussein radiallahu anhu is the son of Ali radiallahu anhu. And he is the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To anger him is to anger the Rasul of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never ever be harsh towards him. As soon as Yazid becomes, all the countries start accepting that we already accepted the bayt, now we are just making tajdeed to say, yes, we are bayt to you. He sends a letter immediately to the people of Medina Munawwara, because that where the problem was. And he says to the governor there that, remember, my father ordered me that don't ever be harsh towards Hussein radiallahu anhu. But call him first, because he's the leader of all of you. And explain to him that now the world has accepted me as the Khalifa. If he accepts me, there'll be no problem. So that night, the leader of Medina Munawwara calls Hussein radiallahu Abdullah bin Zubair. Nobody else knows about it. Dark at night. He explains to them that this is the matter. So they say to him that, you know what, it's late at night. You want us to make a decision now, just like this year. Tomorrow you call us. So that night, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, discussing. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu is still not happy. But he says that this man is going to carry on forcing us, irritating us. The best is, let's go over to Makkah Mukarramah. And when we get over there, we can now get free of this person here and we can decide. That night, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu leaves in the cover of the night. Because he knows that the governor, if he knows he's gone, he's going to send people to arrest him. And he takes a different road also. And the next day they find out Abdullah bin Zubair is gone radiallahu anhu. They send the people after him. But they go on the normal road to Makkah Mukarramah. They don't find him. Hussein radiallahu anhu, he tells his whole family, we're going to Makkah Mukarramah. So they say to him, let's go at night. Let's go on another road. He says, no problem. We'll go on the normal road. Because he knew that the order came from Yazid, don't do anything to this man. So he took the normal road and no one was sent to arrest him. If it was that Yazid was that oppressor, he would have been killed already that night. He walked normal, he went, and the journey to Makkah Mukarramah is not a 6-hour journey like today. During those few days, no one was sent to arrest him. The governor said, he's gone, now leave it. No problem, we'll sort it out later on. He reaches Makkah Mukarramah, it is now the month of Shaban. Ramadan is coming, Ramadan time, people are coming to Makkah Mukarramah. A lot of people, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, are coming for Umrah. They are coming from Medina Munawwara. Great discussion is taking place where? In Makkah Mukarramah. Again, If Yazid was wrong now, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu would have told Sahaba radiallahu anhu, these were the Sahaba of Badr and Uhud. He would have told them, Yazid is that man, we have to stand up. Sahaba would say, Allahu Akbar, we'll fight against the world. But what happens? Every Sahabi says to Hussein radiallahu anhu, just leave the matter, man. The Shia will say, they were all kafir, that's why. We will have no answer. So a great discussion is taking place. Must we stand up? Why mustn't we take bet? Must we take bet? Now the letters again of the people of Iraq start. Masters of writing letters, propaganda. In the letters, 10 people come, a couple of people come, they got a lot of bags, 150 letters have been written from the people of Iraq, that Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu an, we will say, the Shia will say, biggest kafir. They say, Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu an is appointed over us by Yazid, a Sahabi. They say, we don't even read namaz behind this idiot. Na'udhu billah. We want you to come over and we can get rid of him. We will get shocked. Nu'man bin Bashir. How could he accept Yazid as his leader over the people of Iraq? But he was. They said, Nu'man bin Bashir, we want him out. You come over. The great Sahaba around Ali radiallahu anh, Hussein radiallahu anh, all of them mention one sentence. They say, oh Hussein radiallahu anh, your father was betrayed by the same people. Your brother was betrayed by the same people. They're going to betray you also. It's a lie. Don't believe it. And they put so much of zor on him, so much of zor. He wants to go to Kufa, but they're not allowing him. So finally they decide, okay. They tell the Kufis who brought the letters that since no one is trusting you all, I will send my cousin Muslim bin Aqil. He will come with you all. You all take him to Kufa and you all show him, are you all really genuine? Suddenly it's an issue. They have to prove that they are genuine. So they say, no problem, we'll prove it. And Muslim bin Aqil carries on. How they prove it? Muslim bin Aqil, Rahimullah, the cousin of Ali radiallahu anh, giving his life, he goes. And as soon as he enters Kufa, the message is already sent, we're coming. And we have to prove that we are genuine. So as soon as he enters, there's a big istiqbal. According to their numbers, they say 18,000 people took bayat on his hands. 18,000 people took bayat on his hands. If the people of Azad will take bayat on my hands, it will never be a couple of thousand. 18,000. And these are great warriors. We die hard. We'll never give up. Muslim bin Aqil said, this is genuine. He sends the letter immediately. As soon as the letter goes, amazing thing happens. The whole thing turns. This is Jewish politics. The Jali politics. One man from Kufa. Nu'man bin Bashir stands up and he gives a khutbah. He's a Sahabi. Shia will say, kafir. We will say, amazed. How could he say those words? But that was the words he said. He stands up to give a khutbah. He says, oh people of Kufa, I see you all gathering around Muslim bin Aqil. This is not right what you are doing. What he says, this is not right what you are doing. You cannot stand up against the Khalifa. He says, I am a soft man. But if I see that you all pledge bayat on any other man and you all break your bayat of Yazid, then you have stood up against the Khalifa. The law of Islam is, then I'll have to take out the sword against you people. Shia will say, kafir. We won't have an answer. How could he say? But the law of Islam, anyone studies the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when your hand is put in bayat, never take it out. Until open kufr comes from the Khalifa. And as I told you, there was no open kufr from Yazid. To prove he was a fasiq also is very, very hard. So he gives that. But someone from Kufa writes a letter to Yazid. This is the first shaitan who wrote the letter. Some name which is no one famous, but he was a shaitan. Appointed to write the letter. He writes a letter that, you know what, Muslim bin Aqil has come here. And Nu'man bin Bashir is a very soft man. And because of him, soon Hussein radiallahu anh is going to come and take over. Oh Yazid, if you don't do something now. And then he writes, what must you do? Send a strong leader. Nu'man bin Bashir will never manage. Around that area, there was only one strong leader. It was a planned thing already. There was a man called Ubaidullah bin Ziyad. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad was appointed by Yazid. But if anyone goes into the history of Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, he will find out Ubaidullah is his name, Ziyad is his father. Ziyad was a boy born out of marriage. So number one, he was no good man, what we will call a harami. And the majority of his life he fought against Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Ziyad, he hated Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He was part of the army of Ali radiallahu anhu. And when Ali radiallahu anhu finally gave up and he said, just leave it now. When Muawiyah radiallahu anhu became Khalifa, for 1 year he was not ready to take the bayat. And suddenly after 1 year he said, okay, you wrote some conditions that I'm ready to come. And when he came, he started behaving so well, he rose. He became a main man in the court of now Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Who? The man who was his arch enemy for so many years. What made him change? It's possible he changed as a good man. It's possible he was an enemy from within. Whatever happened, he died. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad was his son appointed in Basra. The man wrote the letter making ishara that the only man who can sort out Hussein radiallahu anhu is Ubaidullah bin Ziyad because he's in Basra. So Yazid, he understands and he sends a message, Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, get over there. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad is the second shaitan of Karbala. Yazid is unaware, he's far away in Sham, he doesn't know what's happening. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad comes, Nu'man bin Bashir sees him coming, he says, the Khalifa sent the order, okay, I give up. I am no longer the man in charge, and he gives over. And he tells the people, Ubaidullah bin Ziyad just comes in. And then whatever happens, they say he gave a very strong khutbah, like a rich man. But amazing, what happens? In his 1 minute khutbah, or 1 hour khutbah, or half an hour khutbah, 18,000 people who had taken bayat the day before all disappear. They all gone. Muslim bin Aqil is going knocking door to door. Who will look after me? No one is opening the door. What happened to 18,000 people in 1 day? Were they scared of Ubaidullah bin Ziyad? They could have stood up, killed him. He came with a small army. 18,000 traitors. 18,000. One man opens his door, Mukhtar bin Ubaid Thaqafi. So you say, very good man he is, Mukhtar bin Ubaid. This time we will go into Mukhtar bin Ubaid. 5 years later, Mukhtar bin Ubaid shows he's another Dajjal. So who opens his door? Dajjal opens his door. A shaitan opens the door and says, you come and stay in my house. Muslim bin Aqil enters that house, he stays 1-2 days, he realizes something is not right in this house, and he leaves that house. He goes to another house, Hani bin Urwa. Hani bin Urwa is a very sharif man. He comes to his house, he sees Hussein radiallahu, Muslim bin Aqil. He says, normally an Arab will never say it, but he said it on that day. He said, why did you come to my house? Muslim bin Aqil said, can't you look after a person who got no support? So he doesn't know what to do. He can't say no because it's against Arab custom. But he said that sentence, why did you come? You have put me in such a problem. Then he said, okay, just stay in the house. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad finds out and the whole issue takes place. Hani bin Urwa is brought. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad says, go and fetch him. Hani bin Urwa going. He thinks, how can I betray Muslim bin Aqil? Finally, Hani bin Urwa gives his life also and Muslim bin Aqil is killed. Who is sent to arrest Muslim bin Aqil? In the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, any alim will know there's a famous name called Ash'ath bin Qais. One of the main supporters, aides, helpers and friends of Ali radiallahu anhu was Ash'ath bin Qais. His son is called Muhammad bin Ash'ath. He's in charge of the police force. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad says, go and arrest Muslim bin Aqil. He doesn't want to go, but he understands also when the law comes from the Khalifa, you can't say no. That is the law of Islam. So he goes. He arrests Muslim bin Aqil. Muslim bin Aqil starts crying. So he says to Muslim bin Aqil, you are a man who has given your life for jihad, you're crying. So he says, I'm not crying on my death, I'll give my life, no problem. I am crying because Hussein radiallahu anhu is on his way because of a letter I wrote. So he says, can't you write another letter for me? So he said, no problem. Because why? They all wanted to save the whole story. All wanted to save it. A letter is written. What is written in the letter? Listen to Muslim bin Aqil's words. He says, the people of Iraq lied to me and they have lied to you. Don't come here, go back. He had no problem with Yazid. He said, the people of Iraq lied to me and they lied to you. It's all a big story. The letter is sent, but it reaches only when Hussein radiallahu anhu reaches the outskirts of Iraq. Allah tabarak ta'ala made it happen, it happened. Now we will go back. The first letter reached Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, 18,000 already, and there is talk of many more behind them. It could be 120, 130, 140,000. Hussein radiallahu anhu says, don't. So now I'll just give you some quotes very fast to understand what happened when he was now leaving. Remember now the time of Hajj, just before Hajj. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu from Medina Munawwara are coming to Makkah Mukarramah. They are hearing that Hussein radiallahu anhu is going to Iraq. our mind will be that they must all join him and say, we're with you till the end. We are the Sahaba. Let's see what they say. First, his brother Muhammad bin Hanafiyah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu's third son, comes to him. And he says, number one, my own children are not allowing them to go with you. My own children are not going to go with you. And then he says that if you want to go, go to the villages and see if the people are not happy with the rule of Yazid. If they're not happy, start with them slowly. Don't go to the city because you're going to cause a great fight and you will be killed first. It's a lie. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was one of the few who were not ready to take the bayat. Abdullah bin Umar comes to say that I want you to come back to Madinah Munawwara or come back to Makkah Mukarramah. Let a few days go. We will see what the people are happy with. Listen to his words. He says, if we find that the people are all happy with Yazid, then we also must take bayat to Yazid. And if we find the people are not happy, then we can start an issue. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, for the Shia, big kafir. For us, there's a problem. How could he say those words? Yazid was the biggest kafir. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu pleads with him. Before this, Yazid had written a letter to Abdullah bin Abbas and explained to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, I don't want to hurt him. He must not leave and trust the people. In Yazid's letter, Yazid wrote that, tell Abdullah bin Abbas, tell Hussein radiallahu anhu, that the people of Iraq lied to his father, they lied to his brother, they lying to him also. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu goes, and he says that how Usman radiallahu anhu was killed yesterday in front of his daughters and his wives. I fear if you go there tomorrow, you're going to be killed in the same way. Abu Bakr bin Abdul Rahman, who was the other one who wasn't ready to take the bayat, listen to his words. Amazing, this word. It will come three times. Listen to it. He was the first. Allah blessed him with what firasat. He says, listen to me well, O Hussein, radiallahu anhu. The people who are inviting you to come to Kufa are going to be the very people who tomorrow are going to kill you. That makes no sense at all. The people who are inviting you are going to be the very ones who will kill you. It makes no sense, but remember that one sentence, it will come two more times after this. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says that, you know what, he's the imam now, it is not right to stand up against the imam. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that a fight already took place, so many fights, let not a fight start again, the whole matter is sorted out. Leave it now. Miswar bin Makhrama radiallahu anhu said, don't be deceived by the letters of these people of Iraq, it's all lies. Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu, who was his very close cousin, who was the husband of his sister, he went back to Makkah Mukarramah and he told the governor, who was the governor of Yazid, I want you to write a letter of amnesty that Hussein can do what he wants, we will not arrest him. The governor says, forget me writing, you write what you want, I will stamp it, any condition you want. Abdullah bin Ja'far writes the letter. Then he tells the governor, perhaps you won't believe me, send someone with you. The governor says, no problem. Another main person of the parliament is said, they come to Hussein radiallahu anhu. Hussein radiallahu anhu says, I'm not ready. All this shows what? That Yazid was not after his blood. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu knew that the people of Iraq are liars. And there was no need to go stand up. Why? Because perhaps he wasn't the kafir, fajir, fasik, zani, oppressor that what we think he was. They were all saying, don't go. However, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, he lives. Allah tabarak ta'ala wanted it, but I'll show you a conspiracy which doesn't make sense at the beginning, and inshallah it will make sense at the ending. He reaches at a place called Zubbala, and the first letter comes that it's all a lie, go back. Many people had joined him on the way. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu says to them, you all joined me because you all really thought I got support, it's a lie. I'll rather go, and all those people go away. Now he is left with the people, he left with 145 according to the narrations, men, what the women were, who knows. 40 on horses, about 100 on, or 45 on horses, 100 on foot. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, everyone knows, a great Sahabi. So if someone says, Amr bin Sa'd, the son of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, do you trust him or not? You'll say, obviously, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas' son. But if you don't know whose son he is, you'll say, the biggest kafir he is. Why? Because Ubaidullah bin Ziyad says to Amr bin Sa'd that you are in charge of the army. You must go and arrest him. So Amr bin Sa'd says, I don't want that job. He says, you have to go, it's the order from the Khalifa onto me, onto you. Obedience to the Khalifa in Islamic principles is farz. Amr bin Saad leaves with his army. The Shias will hate this man forever. But we will say he was the son of a great Sahabi and he was obeying orders. You can't disobey orders, that's what the hadith demands. They reach at a certain place. Hussein radiallahu anhu understands that we're not going further. He says to his people, you know what, rather let's go back. At that time now the first meeting takes place in Karbala. And that's when that sentence is said. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu says to Amr bin Saad, that you know what, you want to negotiate. Amr bin Saad wanted to negotiate. No problem, I'm ready, what you want? So he says, one of three things I am ready to do. If you want, I will go back to Medina Munawara because I understood it's a big lie. Very good, no problem. But Hazrat Hussein himself understands, maybe they will say that the people of Medina will stand up. So he says, if you want, I will go in the wilderness. Very good, no problem. And he says that one sentence which is the biggest cut in the entire story. And if you want, take me to Yazid and I will place my hand in his hand. And why the whole story started? It started for this. What is this? This is when America says, you've got weapons of mass destruction. You're not allowing us to enter your country. There's going to be war. Suddenly Saddam Hussein says, okay, no problem, enter the country. Suddenly, he says he's lying, he's not going to show us, make the war immediately. The world will say, but he gave in. He allowed the people to come. What's the condition? Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu said that one thing which the whole story started, let's do it now. Amr bin Saad radiallahu anhu is happy. The whole matter is finished. Don't worry, Ubaidullah bin Ziyad will say yes and everything is over. He sends the message, the answer is coming, very good. And answer now, the whole story changes from Ubaidullah bin Ziyad. No way. No way he is going to go take bait to Yazid. He must come here by me, I will have him arrested. He must put his hands in my hands and take bait to me. Who was this Ubaidullah bin Ziyad? Change the whole story now. What a new condition America is making. That suddenly not only must we come and see all your oil wells, we must be given power over all the oil wells. Now Saddam will say, how can I give you that? You're not listening to us. War. Ubaidullah bin Ziyad said he must come take bayat to me. So Hussein radiallahu anhu said, I'll never do that. Why? He is not the Khalifa. Suddenly the order comes. War. And then the fight starts.